wondering what she's living for. Now she's feeling that there's something more.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Seven jurors have been chosen in the trial that will focus on alleged hush money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan with more on what happened at Donald Trump's trial on Tuesday.
Throughout the day, the lawyers questioning the jury pool, looking to root out potential bias. Lawyers also scrutinizing social media accounts. Trump's attorney asking one man about a 2017 Facebook post where he wrote of Trump, "Get him out and lock him up." Judge Juan Merchan agreed to dismiss him from the case.
Opening statements could begin as early as Monday. Another fight in the House of Representatives. At least two Republicans say they are on board with trying to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson over Johnson's move to separate the aid package on Ukraine and Israel into four different bills. The UN High Commission on Human Rights is pleading for international intervention for the over 1.5 million people in Gaza who have been displaced by the war. The UN is urging a ceasefire and the delivery of more desperately needed aid. This is ABC News. A deluge in Dubai. Around 6 inches of rain fell in one day. That's 2 years worth of rain there. The airport had to stop taking arrivals for several hours. Other parts of the United Arab Emirates also hit with heavy rainstorms. Today, President Biden will be pushing for new tariffs.
The White House says President Biden will call for a tripling of tariffs on Chinese steel when he visits the United Steelworkers Union headquarters in Pittsburgh. Biden's national economic advisor, Lael Brainard, says the president understands we have to protect American manufacturing and U.S. workers from unfair exports associated with Chinese industrial overcapacity.
That's ABC's Dave Packer. Quite a surprise on a Tuesday afternoon.
I looked outside and I got all excited because I seen an elephant walking down Harrison in Butte, Montana. So I acted like a little kid.
That's Lisa Rogers, who said it was an elephant in Butte, Montana. It took off from a visiting circus after being spooked by a backfiring car. The elephant named Viola was wandering the local streets for 10 minutes before being corralled. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A few sprinkles this morning, otherwise cloudy and windy today. We'll get to 57 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest gusting to 35. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, some sprinkles after midnight, 43. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, sprinkles, 55. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Authorities continue to look for clues in the murder of a young Milwaukee woman. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office conducted a follow-up search Tuesday at the home of 33-year-old Maxwell Anderson, was accused in the death and dismemberment of 19-year-old Sade Robinson after their first date on April 1st. Another impasse on PFAS contamination funding. Governor Tony Evers wants Republicans who control the legislature to release $125 million in funding to remediate the harms from forever chemicals. Earlier this month, Evers called the Joint Finance Committee into special session on that. Tuesday, just the panel's four Democrats were there. And it's National Work Zone Awareness Week, promoting road workers' safety and cautious driving in road work zones. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds motorists to drive safely, be courteous, avoid distractions, and obey posted speed limits in work zones. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hickswood Post-Frame Kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hickswood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hickswood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Good morning at 7:07, reporting from the National Association of Broadcasters Convention. I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your NAPA certified Gold Car Care Center, Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Hikey Pharmacy, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Anabas Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durand. And Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. The Durand, Arkansas School Board is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on technology updates and new curriculum for chemistry, physics, and environmental sciences. The board will also go into closed session to discuss the 2025 teacher contracts. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 in the boardroom at Durand, Arkansas High School. The new generator for the Durand Fire Hall has arrived. Fire Chief Jamie King told the city council last week that they were waiting to get the generator installed, hopefully sometime this week. It replaces a smaller generator that failed earlier in the year. Meanwhile, Chief King said that the construction of the new ladder truck does and an expected delivery date in July. If you're planning to dig in your yard this spring, make that call first. Alliant Energy spokesperson Chris Caparel says the call to 811 is free, and crews will respond within a few days so you can proceed safely. You should make that call whether you're planting a tree or pursuing a more ambitious project like a new shed or fence. Use hand tools if you must dig within 18 inches of marked lines. Hitting a buried gas line or electrical cable could cause a leak or electrocution, and you would be charged to repair any damage, so it's essential to call 811. Wisconsin's largest solar canopy is set to come online later this year. UW Health is installing the solar canopy at its new East Park Medical Center in Madison. According to a press release, 2,064 solar panels atop the parking structure will generate energy for the medical center, which is set to open to patients in October. Renew Wisconsin, a nonprofit renewable energy advocacy organization that tracks solar installation across the state, did confirm the project surpasses the size of any other solar canopy structure in Wisconsin. The canopy will generate about 1,260 megawatt hours of electricity annually, and the panels are being manufactured by Madison-based commercial solar developer SunPeak. Only Democrats were at the Capitol yesterday to talk about PFAS and hospital money. Governor Evers had called for the meeting after he vetoed legislation that would have spent $125 million on PFAS cleanup across the state. The governor wants different rules to go after landowners who he says are PFAS polluters. He also changed the plan for millions of dollars for hospitals in western Wisconsin. But the Republicans who control the Joint Finance Committee said last week the governor's playing politics and they will not change their minds on the two plans and did not show up to the meeting yesterday. You're listening to WRDN News.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Wisconsin's residential energy disconnection moratorium was over starting this past Monday. The state prohibits power disconnections annually from November 1st through April 15th, even if bills are unpaid. Financial assistance may be available for low-income households through the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program. Customers are also encouraged to contact their energy providers to ask about payment arrangements. There's a lawsuit that will challenge Governor Evers' 400-year school funding increase. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce legal arm on Tuesday asked the state Supreme Court to strike down the governor's veto. Evers crossed out a few numbers and dashes and turned a 2-year school funding increase into a 400-year increase. The WMC suit says that's unconstitutional, it goes beyond the governor's veto power, and because lawmakers must sign off on all spending plans. The governor's office defended the veto last summer as a bold step to send more money to Wisconsin schools. The Supreme Court has not yet said when or even if it'll take up the case. Investigators in Wood County say a wanted felon is facing even more charges after a search at his home yesterday. Austin Kunzel is already facing charges as a felon who was found with a sawed-off shotgun and charges from a weekend shooting and hostage situation. Yesterday, police in Wisconsin Rapids searched his home. That search led to more charges and charges for 4 other people. Kunzel was out on bond before the weekend hostage situation. He was waiting for trial on child sexual assault and drug charges. He's currently in jail in Wood County on $100,000 bond. Nearly 100 Minnesota farms are being recognized for being family-owned for at least a century. The Minnesota State Fair and the Minnesota Farm Bureau have announced this year's list of century farms. Each of the 97 farms on the list has been owned continuously by one family for at least 100 years. It's still being used for farming and covers at least 50 acres. Though several farms dating back to the 1800s are on this year's list, the oldest farm being recognized is the Berquam Krongstad family farm in Houston County, which was originally purchased in 1855. Just in time for tax day this past Monday, Governor Evers named David Casey to serve as Wisconsin's new revenue secretary. Casey has decades of experience in tax policy and was the Department of Revenue's deputy secretary from 2019 until 2022. He replaces long-serving PETA Barca at the Department of Revenue. You're listening to WRDN News.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Two new scenic routes have been added to a Wisconsin registry. The first, Rustic Road, runs for almost 10 miles through northwestern Wisconsin forests near the Berkey Trail. The second route is an addition to a 760-mile Rustic Road running through 61 Wisconsin counties. The Rustic Road program was established in Wisconsin in the 70s and encourages people to enjoy the rural scenery across the state. For WRDN News, reporting from the NAB convention, I'm Brian Winnekins. Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The Minnesota Twins put up another uncompetitive showing during an 11-3 loss to the Baltimore Orioles at Camden Yards. Chris Paddock was awful in his first loss of the season, giving up 9 runs on 12 hits and 5 and a third. Byron Buxton had a triple in RBI during the losing effort, and he added a leaping catch at the wall defensively. The 6-10 Twins send Pablo Lopez to the mound against Baltimore today. In other team news, the Twins signed infielder Tony Kemp to a minor league deal yesterday and sent outfielder Matt Wallner down to St. Paul. The Minnesota Timberwolves learned what time their 2024 playoff journey will tip off on Saturday. The NBA announced yesterday that the Wolves will host a Game 1 against the Suns at 2:30 Central Time. The Wolves have the 3 seed in the Western Conference at 56-26, but they're 0-3 against Phoenix during the regular season, including a 125-106 loss in the season finale Sunday. Minnesota has not made it past the first round of the playoffs since 2004. The Minnesota Wild are getting ready for their last game of the season. The Wild will host the Seattle Kraken at the XL Energy Center tomorrow night. Minnesota's on a 2-game winning streak after beating the Kings 3-1 Monday. Now tomorrow's game starts at 6 o'clock. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Bucks will have all week to prepare for their first-round playoff opponent. The team will tip off against the Pacers at Pfizer Forum on Sunday. Milwaukee earned the third seed in the East after finishing with a 49-33 record, but the Bucks will once again open the playoffs without their star player. ESPN is reporting Giannis Antetokounmpo is expected to miss the team's first-round series due to a calf strain. The team hopes to get him back on the floor for round two. Giannis missed a pair of games last year due to a back contusion in Milwaukee's first-round playoff exit to the Miami Heat.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The Brewers dropped their third straight overall and second straight to the Padres 6-3 last night at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Wade Miley made it through just three innings after being hit in the knee by a line drive.
I think that anytime you take a missile off your kneecap, I mean, that affects you. Most people wouldn't have stayed in the game. You know, I thought that was, you know, looking for the positives tonight is Wade coming out and showing his teammates that while he was only destined to probably pitch four, how about that? You know what I mean? Stick in there after getting drilled. Most people, it's not fractured, which is good, but it's going to be good and sore.
Manager Pat Murphy, William Contreras drove in a pair and extended his hitting streak to 12 games. The Brewers will try to avoid the sweep this afternoon. Outfielder Christian Yelich landing on the 10-day DL yesterday after straining his lower back during a big win over the Orioles last Friday. When might Yelich be ready to return?
Yeah, I don't really know. You know, obviously, it's going on the IL or having to deal with this again, which is pretty frustrating. But yeah, just do our best to get it right whenever that may be and try to get back out there.
Owen Miller recalled from AAA Nashville. Former Cardinals longtime skipper and Hall of Fame manager Whitey Herzog passed away on Tuesday at the age of 92. He managed the Cardinals to the 1982 World Series title over the Brewers. The Bucks returned to practice yesterday, didn't have either one of their superstars. Giannis Antetokounmpo expected to miss the opening round series against Indiana, and Damian Lillard also taking an extra day off, head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, we've done all the imaging and all that stuff, so he's good. I can tell you that, but we feel like, and so our doctors, let's give them a little more rest. Still doing conditioning and things like that, but we went live a lot today, and we just didn't want him out there.
NBA play-in tournament tipped off on Tuesday. In the West, the Lakers beat New Orleans 110-106, locking up the seventh spot in the West. Pelicans now face Sacramento for the eighth seed. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A few sprinkles this morning, otherwise cloudy and windy today. We'll get to 57 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest gusting to 35. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, some sprinkles after midnight, 43. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, sprinkles, 55. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I got a little drunk last night. Something about a midnight rain. Staring at the ceiling fan, I couldn't get you off my brain. I guess I wasn't thinking straight. I couldn't tell wrong from right. I went ahead and called you up. I got a little drunk last night. Last night, it got a little too far gone. My heart was talking way too loud. I don't remember what I said, I just remember breaking down. Might have been a full moon. Might have been a little too tired to fight. Might have been I got a little drunk last night. Might have been a song on the radio. Might have been nothing, baby, I don't know. Might have been a girl that looked like you. Might have been a fluke, might have been a full moon. Might have been a little too tired to fight. Might have been I got a little drunk. Brought it all up, got it all out. What is it worth to both of us now? It's off my chest but never off my mind. The two drinks in, hit that hurt. You feel bad and I feel worse. I swear it's the last time every time. A little drunk last night. I got a little drunk last night. Thought I could keep it all inside, but I got a little drunk last night.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but alright, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are roving wide. Just past a Jimmy and a white, I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. It really seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. The ICC is checking on down the line.
I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little low, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and the smoke's pulling back as cold. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Our break turned into broke up. Solo in the cab of my truck. Yeah, I thought about taking it back to the store, cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a Silver Oak 1998. Drinking cab in a solo, solo in the cab of my truck. She just turned out the lights. Guess she meant it when she said goodbye. Man, I swear I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom walls. Looking like my plan didn't work out at all. That break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a Silver Oak 1998. Solo, solo in the cab of my truck. Yeah, I'm drinking cab in a solo, solo in the cab of my truck.
Solo, Scotty McCreary. Good morning. Thanks for being with us. We'll keep the country playing for us next. Leroy Parnell is on the way next. Ronnie Atkins, listen for Nate Smith.
The grand opening of the new Menominee Napa Auto Parts is this Thursday from 9 to 3. The all-new Napa is under new local ownership. There'll be a free lunch from 11 to 1, door prizes, and a Milwaukee Tools sidewalk sale. Reps will be on-site to answer all your questions on Milwaukee Tools for your shop. Farmers, get your equipment ready for spring planting with specials on hydraulic hoses, oils, tools, toolboxes, and more. It's the grand opening of the new Menominee Napa, Stout Street, Menominee, Thursday from 9 until 3.
How do you measure the human spirit? In miles covered? Prayers spoken? Or maybe it has no limit? Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A few sprinkles this morning, otherwise cloudy and windy today. We'll get to 57 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest gusting to 35. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, some sprinkles after midnight, 43. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, sprinkles, 55. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I know.
Reeling in the hits all day long. Real Country, 1430.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old set a four-letter word. It started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. Got cowboy boots and camo pants. Yeah, we're just alike. Hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand. Yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. With tears in my eyes, I wrapped him in a hook. Said, my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman. We'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do. Cause I've been watching you.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I pray to good for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me. Whiskey don't kill.
shell, but the burn don't work and the buzz don't help. But taking these shots, 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 80, 90, everything they've got. But the whiskey don't kill like it's supposed to do. Baby, your memory must be waterproof. All my favorite country songs, yes, they must have got it wrong. 'Cause I'm still here and you ain't gone. You ain't gone, baby. I've tried Jack, I've tried Jim, I've tried every last one of them. On hot brick bottles up on that shelf, but the burn don't work and the buzz don't help. They're taking these shots, 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 80, 90, everything they've got. But the whiskey don't kill like it's supposed to do. Baby, your memory must be bulletproof. All my favorite country songs, yes, they must have got it wrong. 'Cause I'm still here.
Smith and Bulletproof. Never trust anybody after lunch. Study from University of Utah found people tend to be a lot more honest in the morning. Our self-restraint is stronger in the morning because our energy stores are higher as our batteries drain, and this study suggests that even everyday activities drain them. We become less ethical. Another factor is sleep, which is needed to recharge our moral batteries too.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Need a quick but tasty supper idea? Stop at O'Galley Cheese for their take-and-bake pizzas. O'Galley Cheese's pizzas are made with their own cheddar and three cheese blend, featuring Romano and award-winning Asiago and Parmesan cheeses, made with milk from only local dairy farmers. Don't forget to ask for a pizza punch card. Open 7 days a week, O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25 for your next pizza craving.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
went to her mother's, and I went for a drive down an old familiar highway, just a few miles out of town, to that run-down one-room tavern that used to be my stomping ground. Well, I pulled in a driveway, you know it all still looked the same, and I couldn't wait to down a few and hear that jukebox ring. But as I walked in through the doorway, well, there stood some kind of maitre d'. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down and said, "May I help you, please?" What you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new barn don't have a single burn. I guess it's somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. Well, I look back to the corner where the jukebox once stood around. Some clown was playing records, but too fast, too long, and too loud. And it must have been big mistake to try to speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time. What'd you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song.
Travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore, where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today, yeah.
Come on!
So Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you Webster could never.